According to a major report released earlier this fall, being overweight increases an individual's risk of getting cancer. The American Institute of Cancer Research issued a stark warning about the clear links between lifestyle, diet, and exercise, and the risk of developing the often fatal disease. And it says there is a direct relation between the extent of excessive weight and alcohol intake and the likelihood of falling victim to cancer. Sally Scroggs is a nutrition counselor at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. WMNF spoke with her yesterday and asked her about the report.
You're referring to the American Institute for Cancer Research. They just launched their new recommendations the first part of November. And this was after looking at 7,000 research articles. And their number one recommendation is maintaining body weight at a healthy range, looking at your body mass index, which is important because that allows you to gauge whether you're in a healthy weight or whether you're overweight or whether you're categorized as obese. And obesity is linked to cancer now to as many as 9 sites, including colon cancer and postmenopausal breast cancer, kidney cancer, pancreatic cancer, ovarian cancer, etc. So this is critical. This is the number one guideline for the American Institute for Cancer Research. It's also the number one guideline for the American Cancer Society.
Nutritionists like Dr. Scroggs usually emphasize eating as many fruits and vegetables as one can. But she says that during the holiday season, people can still eat healthier than what might be expected.
For example, one of the recommendations from AICR is looking at the amount of red meat that you're eating on a weekly basis and not going over 18 ounces, which is just a little bit over a pound. So the turkey would be a good substitution. If it's the white meat without the skin, that's a very healthy choice. And then they also recommend that 2/3 of the plate be plant-based. Well, you've got the sweet potato, which has beta-carotene in it that provides the orange or yellow color to fruits and vegetable that we know is a very potent antioxidant. Depending on the greens, if it's the green beans, and I wouldn't recommend that they be the 1950s recipe. I think we can let that go now with the smothered cream and mushroom soup and the fried onion rings, but maybe just sauteing them in a little bit of sesame oil so that you can actually appreciate the taste of the green beans, or even substituting my family tradition is a Brussels sprout, which is part of the cruciferous vegetable family, along with broccoli and cauliflower, for example. And they have indole-3-carbinol, which we've known since the 70s is a very potent cancer-fighting phytochemical. So there are just and cranberries as well. A cornbread dressing is going to have a little bit more fiber than a white bread dressing. So there are some ways that foods that you can maybe modify, look at the portion certainly, and then already built in have some cancer-fighting properties.
When it comes to cooking vegetables, WMNF asked Dr. Sally Scroggs what was the best way to eat them and maintain the nutrients in them.
Well, to maintain the nutrients, and there has been some research where they compared some of the canned versus the frozen versus off the produce shelf. And actually, sometimes because the canned and the frozen are picked at the peak of ripeness, they still maintain a lot of the nutrients. And if the plants are picked before they're ripe and they sit in trucks or on trains and they're carted across country and they sit on the produce shelf and then at your house, they may not be as nutrient dense. So one idea is buying local, buying fresh to get foods at the peak of ripeness, picking what is in season, certainly, but what's most important that we know from cancer research is get your fruits and vegetables in, get the plant-based foods in. So if it works better for you to come home during this busy time of the year and have a bag of frozen mixed vegetables, because they have them, they have all different combinations now, and steam those or microwave those lightly, and give them some zest with a little bit of citrus juice, something like that. that, some flavorings with Italian herbs, with even basil having cancer-fighting properties, then that's the way to do it. But don't let that prevent you, because you didn't have time to get to the store and get the freshest produce, don't let that prevent you from having the fruits and vegetables. Have some backup.